Yes. All right. Let's get moving. We are on Lamed. A prohibition on you deriving any benefit from me. He may, if he dies, you're shed. His son can still inherit him. In other words, it's only a ban during his lifetime, not after death. If you say you can't derive benefit from me during both in my life and after my death, he may slay your shed. If he dies, he cannot inherit him. He should give his brothers or his, or he should give, they have to give the property either to the sons of the son, who are not Mudra Anoa, or to the brothers. Remain low, if he doesn't have anything to eat, the child who was forsworn benefit, low, he borrows money, and when he gets his Yerusha, when the Yerusha goes to the, the Yerusha goes down as an inheritance, although he himself cannot derive benefit from it, but that benefit that can be derived, that the Yerusha can be used to defray his creditors. He's not allowed to derive any benefit from the Yerusha, because father banned him from deriving benefit even after his death. But he can't derive benefit, but if he's destitute, he can borrow money against the Yerusha. And then the creditors come and pay off themselves from the Yerusha. We had them some of a variation on that thing. If you're Mudra Anoa from somebody, and somebody goes and supports that somebody, you can pay off the person who supported them.
We had something a few nights ago.
Did we have it? It's in Ksubas too, but I don't remember having it a few nights ago, but it's entirely possible. My memory tends to blur. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi said, Chami Hechtnina, just starting the Gemara. Chami Hechtnina, by the way, I called the Aguda today in New York and got the ball, also started the ball very slowly rolling over there. Not making a scene. So,
listen. You're most interested in it.
Officially, this is an Aguda Tzrol project. Officially, we're just as much an Aguda Tzrol project as the Bavali. We needed to think of an appropriate venue. I was trying to think of an appropriate venue, but I really couldn't think of it.
Have you mentioned the Yankee Stadium since it was remodeled?
Yeah.
Going to the South Bronx, talking good fish for very cheap, I'm sure they don't know.
All right. All right. Look at what it says here. I'm going to know, which is basically a rereading of our Mishnah. I'm going to know, it says, if you say son, Karim Shat Nanili, that you may not write better for me, Imeis, if he dies, Yilashen. He could still inherit it. If he says during my lifetime and after my death, he may slay Hashem. If he dies, he does not inherit him. It's actually not a kasha. Well, it is a kasha, but in any event, we'll see the price. But time we learned another price. If he says b'chayai, you derive your forsworn for benefit during my lifetime, he may slay Hashem. If he dies, you still derive benefit from him. B'moisi. If he says, if I die, if we're sworn, imeisi roshenu. Even if when he dies, his son may derive benefit from him. Even though it's explicitly b'moisi. Only if he says, b'chayai uv'moisi, if he says both, then imeisi roshenu. Only then does it preclude the son from meriting. Ma ben ahein demar chada chada. What's interesting, the father who said, either one, chayai or moisi, that moisi doesn't work. Lahain the maratati tati, then the one who says two, both statements, chaye umoisi. What's the difference? What's the chiluk? It's a good question. So Rav Yirmi of Rav Yitzchak Tarve and Rami, they both said, I'll tell you. Koinam lebayis esheni nichnas. There are two ways to ask this. Now, there's a long getting of shots here, and he basically explains the lumdus of the answer, which is worthwhile staying before we see the answer itself. The lumdus of the answer is, you can't do something after your death unless it began during your lifetime. In other words, I can't forswear my son from Anah after my death unless it began during my lifetime. So that's why to say b'moisi by itself doesn't work. It's got to be b'chayai uv'moisi, because that's where its continuity begins during my life and continues after my death. Once the din is chau, it can continue on subsequently. Okay? Now, says, with that in mind, we'll see the Gemara's answer. The person says, Baizeh means the din is on the house. So if it's on the house, even if the house is sold to somebody else, doesn't matter. The house is still usher on him, because he said Baizeh. Focus on this house, not this person's house, but this house, right? Similarly, B'chayev Amoisin is obviously a typo. Now, although I didn't see if they corrected, it's got to be B'chayev Amoisin. If he said during the lifetime and after the death of the individuals living in the house, the same idea, right? It transfers over during his lifetime and after his death. Even though he's no longer there, it's no longer his house, it's still also, right? Kamatram Labaiseh, just once he said Labaiseh, also a Ben Bechai Ben Lachar Misa, and also Bechai of Ulamosa, also after during lifetime and after death. That's his idea. In other words, it has to start now and continue over afterwards. Rabbi Yosef said, Tiyan Ben Yizaki, yes, that's true. That's interesting, Bryce, which you just quoted from the Dorim. But you should know that there's a greater Chiddush here in the Zakim. Here we have a bigger Chiddush. Because here it says, Koinam Hanoyas Nechosai Elu Olav. In the Dorim, it's talking about where I answered something by myself, both during the lifetime and after lifetime of the individual who owns it. That makes sense. I can make upon myself an iser, which continues beyond the death of the individual against whom the iser is directed. As long as they say ba'izer, the chosim elu, the transitive b'chayv of a moiso. The chiddush here is that I can answer my stuff on somebody else even after my own death. That's a much bigger, as long as I started during my lifetime. That's a much bigger chiddush. Okay, that's to say, karmen es chosim elu alav. B'chayev Moisi, the Chiddush says, came from our Elu, once he says Elu, or B'chayev Moisi, our son of law, Ben B'chayev Ben Lachar Misa. That's a much bigger Chiddush. That's what he says. Now, a lot of the Achrayim changed the gears here. There's no need, I don't think. See, I think it works out very nicely. Okay, they changed the gears because Gemara in the Dorim is a different. There's a comparable Gemara in the Dorim, Perikei Halacha Gimel, and they changed it to squeeze in with that Gemara over there. Not necessary. Halacha this. Hagoizel Sagir, you steal from a gear. Okay? Now, Allah is, of course, that you have to return it to the care as long as he's alive. But if he dies, he has no heirs. So what do you do? If Nishba lo, if you made an oath to him, Umeis, and then he died, I raise him Mishalan Karen Bechoy Mishal Vekul Kwanim, Vashem is back. You've got to give the principal and an additional fifth to the Kwanim, and you have to bring an Oshem to his back. Shemar says, Vivainly, you should go if the person has no redeemer, meaning somebody to accept the money, Lashiva Oshem to return the damage to him, they made to the Kohen, etc. So he's taking out the money and his carbon to Yerushalayim, and Umeis, and the thief dropped dead on the way. Serves him right, right? So the money goes to his children. And the Oshem goes out to graze until it gets a mum. And it's sold, people don't know Nadav, and its money goes to Nadav. Thus says the Keselanchi Mishra, if he gave the money to members of the Mishmar. There was a guy who was still alive. He gave the money to the members of the Mishpah when he came up. Umeis, and then he dropped dead. And the Yoshim cannot extricate the money from the Kohanim who were holding on to it. Shema says, Shaitan the Kohen, lo yeah, once you give it to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. Chilvin Rabbi Yisrael Chinina, Omar. Chilvin Rabbi Yisrael Chinina both said, the Rabbi Yosef Agliliu. Now, again, a lot of that going to make a lot of changes today, and I don't see any necessity to make the changes they make. Chilv Rabbi Yosef Agliliu, the Rabbi Yosef Agliliu, our mission is Rabbi Yosef Agliliu. The Deutsch Rabbi Yosef Agliliu, Darshan. What's the pasuk speaking about? Because the pasuk is actually going to be brought on the base. What pasuk we're referring to is being brought on the base. Because it's a ger, benishba lo mace, you steal from a ger, and you take an oath to him, and he dies. Shem shayin ker, v'choymet, you pay a keren, and a fifth, l'kohanim, v'ashim is back, and an ashim is in his back. V'meinle yishgoel, that's actually the pasuk. Says mainly, mainly you go off the guy at the relatives, Vashiva, Hashama, Mushama, love, whatever it says there, it goes to the Kohen. Okay? Now the end of the pasuk is critical for the next statement. The next pasuk, the end of the pasuk says, Asher Yechaper Bo. You give it to the person who's Mechaper for it, brings the money and the Yashim, etc. The aton kapara chayev. So from this we deduce if the Gazan died and only his kids are alive, then it's no longer brought, right? Because it's even the keren, it's not a repayment because the coin's not the guy you stole from. It's a kapara geld. It's kapara geld. Only the person who committed the sin has to bring it. His children after him do not have to bring it. Okay? If he drops down away to Shalom, that's what Rabbi Yosef Lili. Dorish Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Darshuk Shebobi Zufrin, when he came from the city of Zufrin. It starts on the same drasha, but it's going to deviate in a minute. Ba'amea Kosim Darber, what's supposed to be about? Because those are there, somebody steals from a Gerv and Ishbalo, and he takes an oath to him, who mates, and he dies. Shemeshalim, Karen, Vachemish, the Kohanim. You pay the Karen, Vachemish, the Kohanim. Vashem, Lezbech, and Vashem, Lezbech. So for Shnemer, it says, Vayim, Lezbech, Goel, Vachem, Goel. Exact same Joshua so far. Ein Lecha Adam, Be Yisrael, Shein Lecha Goel. There's nobody in Ami, so it doesn't have a Goel. Rather, El Azagir. Let's go to friends. Okay, let's basically say Joshua as Rabbi Yosef Lee. So what does Rabbi Akiva argue? But Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva also says, Rabbi Shlokesh Darme, Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Yosef Lili. Because first, the Gemara began and said, Armish is like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Chufan Rabbi Yosef Lili said, Armish is like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Who argues Rabbi Yosef Lili? That same Rabbi Akiva seems to agree with him, argues with him. Rabbi Akiva, he the Amar, Rabbi Akiva says, to Shav Ashma, let the guilt be returned. That's the language of the Pasuk. Hasham Hamushav. It's passive tense. Doesn't say to Shav, but it says Hasham Hamushav La Hashem La Kohen. Mushav means it's got to be it's a din the chefta, not din the kafra. Once the money has been set aside, it's got to get over to the Kohanim. It's got to be given to the Kohanim. It doesn't matter who gives it, the father or the son. So they keep arguing and says, even if the father dropped dead on your way to Yerushalayim, as long as you separate the money, the kids bring the money to the Kohen, to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Again, Machlokas Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Akiva, Armish knows that if he drops dead, the kids get to keep the money. Rabbi Akiva holds if he drops dead, the money goes to the Kohanim nonetheless. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yosef Lili argues. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Lili.
It's like when she makes something Yiddish, it's already designated.
Right. Right. But we see by an Osham. They need designated if the Mechaper dies, you don't bring it. You're actually stoif. Which, and here that would mean with the money, you keep the money. But here Rabbi Akiva says, no, you give the money. Right? Okay, Aloha Yud. Now you give the money to Yoyoriv. Now Yoyoriv and Yedayar, the two Mishmaros mentioned this Mishnah. But we know that the Kohanim were divided into how many Mishmaros? 24. One each week. Yoyoriv is the first, Yedayar is the second. Okay? So he brought the money, he gave it to Yoyoriv. V'ashim, and he gave the Ashim to Yedayar. Yotza. Now what the Mishnah doesn't specify, which the Gemara is actually not going to specify either, but will become obvious what the Gemara holds about the Mishnah, is whose week was it? Whose week was it?
Sounds like it was the first ones.
Sounds like it's the first ones. That's what you say. What do you say?
Because if
Yedaya
is mentioned, it hasn't passed the first one.
Could be. You're both right. Anyway, it's going to be the issue. But the thing is, the Pashup Mishnah is that you brought this money 1 week and the Ashram the next week.
That's the Pashup Mishnah.
And yeah, it's okay. You don't have to get the Kesef and Ashram to the same Mishmark. However, Ashram Liyoyori the Kesef Vidai, if you reversed it and first brought the Ashram and then the Kesef, that's no good. Because you can't say it's a Korb until you bring the money. It's hypocrisy. You have to do Tshuva. You give the money to the Kohen before you give the bring the korban. So im kayam asham, if the asham is still alive, Yaakov ibn Yedaya, give it to the Yedayahites to sacrifice. Bilav, if it's too late, the Yori people already brought it. Yachzor v'yavi asham acher. He's got to bring another asham. Shamevi gzeil atchilin loevi asham oyotza. To bring the theft before him in the asham, that's okay. Ashamach loevi gzeilo. The asham before brings the gezo. Lo yotza is not yotze. Nosen as a keren, v'lo nosen as a chay mishar. Let's say all you got around to give is a principal. You haven't given the extra fifth. And they sacrifice a korban in the interim. Ain't a chay mishmaki. Nishkifrach. Chay mish is not essential. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Now the next Gemara. Oh boy. It took me hours this morning. Really, Lamish couldn't figure it out. And everybody changes gear souls backward and forth. Everybody says Yerushalmi is wrong. Yifei is lush. And everybody changes gear souls anyway. So let me propose this change. You know, and there are all different changes which are made. But Siyata Dishmaya, in my way I'm going to learn it, only two changes are necessary, and one of them is made by this Oreo manuscript. So I only made one change of my own, the very end. But it took me a long time to figure out. I don't know if what I'm saying is any better than the ones which don't change, change the pshat, the Gersa, but I'm going to just go mostly with the Gersa more, except for one place. Okay, Rabbi Chizki Omar. Chizki says, now, before we read this actually, not change the Gersa, but putting in an additional fact, there's a Braisa, which the Gemara is obviously discussing, and it doesn't quote. The Bavli quotes it here. But the Rishami doesn't, and the Pnei Moshe says it was an omission. It's obvious that they're talking about the Braisa. So the Braisa I'm going to read you is from the Bavli Daf Kuf Yudaf. The Bavli says, Tan Rabban, Nasat Asham Leo Yorif. He gave the carbon to Mishmar number one, to Yorif. And Kesev Liyadai, and gave the money to Yadai, Mishmar number two. Yasser Kesev Eitzel Asham, leave Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds, you give the money to hold it, whoever's holding on to the carbon. Chachamim yachzer asham etzel kesef. Chachamim say you give the asham to the guy who's got the money. Okay, so we want to remember very quick way of remembering that is the Chachamim holds the Spindel principle, right? That the money is ikr, so the asham goes to the money. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and he's the Das Yochid, of course, that the carbon is more important, and you bring the kesef to where the carbon is. Okay? So, with that in mind, what's their machlokas? Reb Chizki Amar, b'shtei shabbosos plikin. They're arguing about where you brought it in two separate weeks. Reb Yossi Amar, b'shabbos achas, are arguing about when you brought it in the same week. Remember, I asked this question in the Mishnah not too long ago. Okay, and the more this explicit issue of the Braisa. Now we're going to discuss each opinion separately. That means, even though you did the exact opposite of what you were supposed to do, you gave the money to your Yoriv, b'mishmar Yedaya, when it's Yedaya's mishmar, v'asham liyedaya b'mishmar your Yoriv, and you gave the asham to Yedaya in your Yoriv's mishmar. In other words, you gave the money, which in week number one, to Mishmar number two. And you gave the korban in week number two to Mishmar number one, right? I'm sorry, the other way around. You gave the money to Mishmar number one, but in week number two. And you gave the asham in week number two, but to Mishmar number one. Okay, so you did both wrong, right? You gave it to the wrong. You crossed over. You should have given the money in week number one. Instead, you gave it week number two to the right mishmar. You gave it in the wrong week. And well, the asham, you should have given it in week number two, but you gave it week number one to the right mishmar, but in the wrong week. Okay. So in this case, you're yotzei. Because what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, okay, now they should get together. Either you give the money to the guy who has to the mishmar which has the korban, or you give the korban to the guy who has the money. But you're yoytze. Now they gotta make it work. But you're in the senior, you're yoytze. Okay? Even though you switched up, messed up. That's what this Mishnah said. Price, everybody agrees on the price side. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Im kedivei Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is correct, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds, you give the money to whoever's holding on to the carbon. Im hi krivu b'nei yo yoriv es ha'asha. If the b'nei yo yoriv sacrificed the asham, then there is no kapara. The bnei yoriv sacrifice the asham, there's no kapara because you gave the money. One second, to the wrong person. Now this is talking about again according to Rabbi Yehud.
It's the right person in the wrong week.
What?
Your yoriv should have been the first week.
Right.
So they're sacrificing it in the second week when they're no longer working there. It's not their week anymore.
Right. They're sacrificing the first week. And that's why it doesn't work.
Well, they are sacrificing it the first week. Before they got the money.
No, yeah, for Elo, rather. Yoriv Sakesa b'nei Yadayah b'nei Yoriv. Right, you have to bring the money, which is by Yoriv, which is by Yadayah, to Yoriv before they sacrifice the Asha. Then Yaki b'nei Yoriv as the Asha. Then b'nei Yoriv can bring the Asha and his couple, and that'll be fine. Now, Rebbe makes this point according to Rebbe Yehuda. So it's not true according to Chachomim. To Chachomim, if the Bnei Yoriv don't give the Asham to Yedaya and they sacrifice it, since the... Let me see if I can say this without confusing you. What about... Now let's say it the other way. You're supposed to give the Asham to the people who got the money, right? Koin Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't give the money to the people who have the Asham, and they're this week, they're the first week, and they sacrificed the Asham without having gotten the money, they're not Yoytze, right? So therefore they must get the money, and then they sacrifice the Asham. Okay? That's Koran Rabbi Yehuda holds, the money goes to the guy who has got the korban. Let's look at the other way. Koran Chachomim, if the Bnei Yoriv who got the Asham did not give it to Bnei Yedaya who have the money, which they were supposed to do, it's okay. Anyway, why is that? Because Bnei Yedaya already got the money. They got it during that week. That's what he's saying. In other words, in the case which the price is, you gave your Yoda, you gave the Asham to your Yoriv, and the money to your Yedaya. Hey, switch weeks. That's right. You switch weeks. Did I make that clear before? Or did I make it clear? Now I forget if I made that clear. They did switch weeks. Shnei Shabbos means they switch weeks. In other words, you gave it to in the wrong week. Okay?
You said before you gave it to the right person, but...
I said I was wrong. Let me check that out. That's the Kesef Kesef area. Well, let's look back again in the Gemara. Man of Shtei Shabbosos, Nasas a Kesef Lo Yoriv, B'Mishmar Yedaya. You gave the money the wrong week. You gave the money in the second week. B'Hashem Yedaya B'Mishmar Yoriv. Right?
Right
in the wrong week. The right mishmar the wrong week. Right. So now, according to Rabbanan, You gave Yedaya the money first.
Oh, I see. It doesn't work out that way. You gave Yedaya. Switch my notes.
If the Bnei Yedaya don't give the Yosha to Bnei Yoriv,
well, who got one here? Hesed we gave to Yoriv, and Hashem we gave to Yedaya. So Yedaya.
Yedaya was mission number two in the week of Yoyarif. And he gave the money to Yoyarif, who is mission number one, but in the week of Yedaya. So he did things backwards. That's so even though the Yerushalmi has it backwards, that's the sarcas of Yoyarif and Mishmer Yedaya, Lashem Yedaya and Mishmer Yoyarif, says Yoyotze. And they just switch, they give it to each other. So then Rabbi Omer, Inkadiva Rabbi, like Rabbi Yudin, who says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way it's got to flow is that the money has got to go. This is Rabbi Yehuda holds that the money has got to go this way, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Mikriv of Bnei Yoriv, if the Bnei Yoriv over here sacrifice, in Mikriv of Bnei Yoriv, Esa Osham. Get the Osham though.
There's a Mishma Yoriv. Mishma Yedaya.
No, so they didn't. In the Krim Ne Yoriv, it's an Osham Loni Skaper Lahem.
Ne Yoriv.
Yeah, but they didn't get the money. In Krim Ne Yoriv, it's an Osham.
They sacrifice the Osham.
Oh, okay, right. If it goes in the other direction, if Bnei Yedaya give the Osham to Bnei Yoriv, right, if they relinquish the carbon to him, Lonis Kapra Lahem, it doesn't work because the money was not given properly. Okay, that's fine. In other words, according to you, the money's got to go to the guy who's got the Osham. Let's say they did it the other way around. The Osham went to the guy who got the money. No good. You know why? Because this giving of the money was Kamandalei Sadami. The giving of the money, since it took place in week two, doesn't count. Even the money was not valid. So therefore, if they gave the Osham to Bnei Yoyoriv, who got the money, and then Bnei Yoyoriv do the Osham, it's no good. Because the money they got, since it preceded the Osham, it's like a Mechusar Zman. The Osham, actually I like that smart, I didn't even think of that this morning. The Osham is Mechusar Zman. If they give the Osham to Bnei Yoyoriv to sacrifice, that's no good. Because this Osham, which was given Mechusar Zman, it was given before the money. So therefore the only way it can work is if the money goes to Bnei Yedaya. And then they sacrifice the korban. Is that true? Why is that? If the money goes to Bnei Yedaya, the money was given in week two. Yeah, because it's their week. Okay, so it's their week. The Ashram, I thought I had it down pat. Joke was on me. Again, this is the order. First, the Ashram was given to Yedaya, and in week of Yoyoriv, and then the money was given to Yoyoriv in the week of Yedaya. So Rabbi Yehuda says you got to give the money to Bnei Yedaya for them to sacrifice in their own week, right? And that's okay because not mechutzar zman, because then it's as if nothing happened the first week. Everything's happening the second week. The Bnei Yedaya the second week get the money and then they sacrifice the korban. But what happens if you did the other way around? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you gave the Osham to Bnei Yoyoriv to sacrifice because they got the money, it doesn't work. That's no good. Because in the scene of the money, the first week was Shalokadin. Because the scene of the money, I'm sorry, the scene of the money was still no good.
The scene of
what week are they going to, let's say
they have to sacrifice it.
It has to be in the second week. It
has to be in the second week, yes.
Which means your diet has to change.
That's what you're saying. So your diet is to regard regardless.
Since your diet has the Yashchan to begin with, the money will have to be brought to them so they could do it in the second week.
Right. The money has to be brought to them so they could do it in the second week. You got it.
It's a time factor as well.
Right.
Because it has to be in the second week.
Since it has to be the second week, the money has to go to Bnei Yedaya who are going to the Osham. They have the korban. They can only do this. They can only do it the second week. Right. So the money has to go to them.
Right.
Okay, good. So let's see if that works. If did the other way, you gave the Osham to Bnei Yoyoriv. It's in week number two already because they only got their korban in week number two.
Week.
It's not their week. When it's kapir loyim. Did you hear that? Where the money's got to go from Yoyoriv. Money's got to go from
Yoyoriv to Yedaya, because Yedaya has the Osham, and then they're going to be there.
So that is a typo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be Livne Yedaya. Yeah, it's wrong. See, it says be Yoyoriv Sakesim, either Ibnei Yoyoriv El Bnei Yedaya, or Mi Libnei Yedaya Mi Bnei Yoyoriv. As you just explained.
Right.
Right, it's a typo. Okay, And now let's figure out Chachomi. Even though they're not Bi'akiv B'nei Yori, it's Osham, Biskap Lem. And B'nei, no. So it should be B'nei Yedayah should sacrifice. Bi'akiv B'nei Yedayah. If the Bnei Yedayah don't give the Oshon to your Yoriv, right? They hold that the money's got to go to the Oshon's got to go. Rabbanu hold that it's got to go this way. The Oshon's got to go where the money is, right? So according to Chachomim, if the Bnei Yedayah don't give the Oshon to Bnei Yoriv, and they themselves sacrifice it, that's okay. That's okay, right. Because it's all week two already. It's all week two, right? So it's Nishke Ferlach, because everything is taking place, because Bnei Yoriv only got the money in week number two. So therefore, that's okay. So Rabbi Yudah holds, it must be that the money goes to the guy who does the Oshom and not vice versa, right? But Rabbanon hold.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
The money has to go in review, but the money must go to the guy who did the Oshom and not vice versa. But Rabbanon, who holds that the Oshom goes to the guy who does the money, hold that if it doesn't happen that way, it's also good. Because they hold. Yeah, it does certainly make sense, yeah. Rabbi Yudah holds this way dafka, that the money must go to the guy who got the Oshem, because it's the week of Yedayah, and therefore Yedayah must do the Oshem, and therefore the Yedayah must do the Oshem, and therefore the money has to go to Yedayah as well. But Rabbanan, who holds anyway, the Oshem is going to go to your Yoriv, and despite the fact that it's week two, your Yoriv must get the money, right? And your Yoriv is going to have to do an extra special korban in order to do, because it's not as weak, in order for this to work. I mean, yeah, your Yoriv is going to have to do an extra special korban. Certainly they'll hold the other way to work as well, because that's much less problems, because then Yedayah is going to be doing in his week. In other words, if they hold that, we make an exception to the rule, so if you don't do it the right way, but you have it and there's no exception to the rule, it's even better.
So they do hold to the exception, in other words,
yeah,
it's not their week?
Because the Usher must go to the guy who got the money. They hold that that's paramount. That's got to happen. The Usher's got to go to the guy who got the money. Okay. And so some Meres. So let's see now.
They're allowing
your
Yoriv to not perform in their offering.
Email
it. But that's because they got the money. But the reverse would not work.
The reverse would zichah work.
They don't have the money.
No, if you gave the money to the guy who got the Oshem, if Nei Yoriv voluntarily relinquished the money to Yedayah, that definitely worked. So that's what I'm saying. It definitely worked the other way. Okay? If it works to make an extra special korban, because we prefer to give the Oshem to the guy who has the money, it certainly works the other way as well. Okay, so Samaris, the top of Mem Bezimav. So Samaris, Anche Mishmar Shazonchu B'Mishmar Shalom B'Shabosan, Anche Mishmar. Who is zoiched to a mishmar shelo b'shabosan, motzi an osan miyada. In other words, both for Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. No, now I have down both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not so sure if that's true anymore. Anche mishmar shezachu b'mishmar shelo b'shabosan, motzi an osan miyada. No, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the money goes to Yedayah.
Well, so they cannot do it. According to Rabbanan, of course they can do it. Yoriv can do it, make a spend.
Right.
An exception, therefore, is their off week, it won't be Mosino Sabiyadah, which means we don't permit him to do it.
Right, so it's only going to Rabbi Yehuda to Raya.
Right.
You understand why I only claim Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says the money must go to the Oshem, to Yedayah. Only Yedayah can sacrifice, because it's week number two. So, well, he's the one who holds. Even though you're Yarevska. We take away from you. Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is you have to
Know
that we take away from Yoyarev the money and we give it to...
It seems to be a time factor. It's not the anti-Spinoza.
No, yeah, but I disagree. No. Because really we want to... We're out to be mighty here because both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda hold it's paramount. They have a paramount value which they put over the Mishmar B'Shabbosah. Means we're always going to be motzi based on the principle of kesef to asham, asham to kesef.
Yeah, but
Rabbanan
allowed the shalom b'shamayim,
they
permit Yehuyarev to be
Ma'akar
Korba.
Right.
So it's not motzi asham.
Yeah, you're right. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's right. Because Rabbanan permit an extra special korban. Just a second. So could Rabbanan were matir Yoyoriv to be makriv not in their week. But we're not Matir according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Vezosa Meres goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now Ma'anamar Shabbos Achas pleaded. The Ma'anamar argued by one Shabbos, so it's all in the same week. It's not 2 weeks. Nosan Sakesef Lo Yoriv V'Mishmar Yedaya. You gave the money to Yoyoriv in Yedaya's Mishmar. So everything is in the same week. The second week. You should have given the money to Yoriv last week. That would have been okay. But you waited till this week, to Yedaya's week, to give it to Yoriv. I should have said it about that. You gave it in the wrong week, right? But this is the thing. Mine and my stuff middle of the sentence, and I explain the sentence wrong. My Shabbos I was pleading Nazar Kesel Yoriv Mishmar Yedaya and Oshim Yedaya and Mishmar Yoriv Lo Yotza. According to him, if you did it over the course of 2 weeks, you're not Yotza at all. In other words, he holds at least one of the Nesinas has to be Kedin. You can't mix and match, right? In this case, in the case before, we're mixing and matching because we gave the Yoshim to Yedaya in a week which wasn't his, and we gave the money to Yoriv in a week which was not his, right? Focus Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is only in 1 week. And if you gave him 1 week, how do you work it? Who gets what? Do you give it to the Mishmar? Do you give it to the guy who got the money? You give it to the guy who got the Korban? But if you gave it, of course, 2 weeks and you messed up, then none of the Nesinas did. And it sounds like very strongly from here, and the Ori Yosher here discusses whether to what extent it's the Raisa the Rabbanan, and it sounds like for most it's the Raisa. It's very strongly that Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishmoros, and they're the Raisa, and if you mess up the Mishmoros by doing it totally wrong, not even one is seen as valid, then you have to start from scratch. In other words, what? Koine Manamar says Shabbos Achas. He holds if you gave it a course of 2 weeks, and both the seniors were wrong, the whole ritual is chucked out the window.
It's still machlokas of even Rabbanan.
But no, but there it's kosher. The question is just what you do. See, machlokas of even Rabbanan is it's kosher. You gave it in the senior. The question is who gets what now? How Yoyarev and Yedaya divvy it up? Who's supposed to get it? But your nesina was a kosher nesina. But Koinemano is Mar Shers B'Shabbos Achas Machlokas. That means it's only true that they argue, but say it's kosher, and just how do you divvy it up by when you gave it in the same week, right? And that means, by definition, at least one of your Nesinas was once to the right Mishmar. But if you gave it over the course of 2 weeks, and you muffed it up completely, none of your Nesinas were to the right Mishmar. In that case, you're not Yotze at all. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So the Samaritan's Anshe Mishmar is, again, if you switch completely, Lo Yotza. Zos Samaritan, this teaches us, The Zosmeres is going on the Mishnah, period. I mean, after that is a period. It's in the Gemara. Now, Zosmeres is going on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, it says that you don't take from Yedaiah, you don't take from Yedaiah the korban if it's over the course of 2 weeks, right? And then it's course of 2 weeks, so you got it right, at least. It was in right order. You gave the kesef to your yorv in week one, and the yosham to Yedaiah in week two. There wasn't a discussion of the Braisa. The Braisa was a discussion where something got mixed up. Here you didn't get mixed up, you just didn't give it to the same Mishmar. So our Mishnah teaches us, Anche Mishmar Shazachu B'Korban B'Shabbosan, and the Anche Mishmar who are Zochah in their Korban in their proper Shabbos, Emotzi Miyodam. We don't take it away from them. In other words, Midina, Lichara, we should give, at least according to Rabbanan, we should give the Asham away from Yedaiah to Yoyorif, right? Because Yoyorif got the money. And we said before, in a case of a mix-up, then you got to give the Asham to the people who got the money. But here we see that where there was no mix-up, then even though it splits things up, your money stays by Yoyorif, and the Asham stays by Yedaiah, right? We don't make him give it up. No, it was in the right week. Right week. No, the question is, so why talk is that true? Why do Rabban and Rabbi Yudah, in the case of a mix-up, say you have to settle things out by giving the Asham either to the person as a kesef or giving the kesef person as the Asham? Yet in our Mishnah, they're willing to let your Yorid keep the kesef and let your Daya keep the Asham. The answer is obvious. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. So Samaras, even though it's not the preferable way, the preferable way is that one Mishmar should get both, right? And when they gave it in a messed up way, then we make them switch, right? We make the, not switch, but we make either the Kesef go to the Asham or the Asham go to the Kesef, paying Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. But when they gave it properly, in the proper Mishmar, even though it's not proper to split up the kesef in the Asham, we let it stick. That's what our Mishnah teaches us. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Ivim Iber. Now this is a quote from the Braisa, and we're going to discuss it. Ivim Iber, Mishmar Bnei Yoyorif. If the time passed, Mishmar Bnei Yoyorif. What does it mean? Kini Mazdis is a way to read the Braisa. Vima Yoshe Iber Achar Yomim. The Bnei Yedaiah received the Asham, like our Mishnah. So it was Bnei Yoyoriv, they got the money. Bnei Yedaiah got the Asham, but they didn't sacrifice it right away. Bnei Yedaiah missed their week. Okay, right? Im Iber means Avar Zmano, the time of the Bnei Asham passed. So then, Bnei Iber Lacha Yomim. Then we give the Asham to Bnei Yoyorif. Now, I guess it means in the third week, right? It's not the Mishra Yoriv, it's not the Mishra Yedaiah anymore, right? But one of the two of them's got to sacrifice it. We don't give it to Mishmar, I don't know, Ruvain, whoever's the third week. It's either Yoyorif or Yedaiah. So which one gets it? So the Chori, Yedaiah got it. They should keep it. No. This teaches us to give it away, right? In this case, you take it away from the Mishmar which have it, and let's skip now for a minute to the very end of the parak. Zosmeres anche Mishmar shezochu b'korban shabbosan v'nis atzlu v'loy kruvu motzinosam yodam. Because they were atzlonim, because Yedaiah was lazy and they weren't makriv when they were supposed to, they lose it. They lost their rights to it. Okay, so now going back to Lonis Kaper law, right? Lonis Kaper law means like this. This line means the guy wasn't given to them to begin with. In other words, how can we take the Asham away from Yedai and give it to your Yorib? It wasn't given to that Mishmar. It's a funny language, Lonis Kaper law, but it wasn't given to them. Eloyolich as Ha'asham. Now, yeah, it should be Ha'asham, I believe. This was one change which I made earlier today on my own initiative. That you take the Asham, Mibnei Yadai. In other words, the question was, it's not Bnei Yoyorivs. So how can they sacrifice it? No, we take it away from Bnei Yadai, it's a Bnei Yoriv. The Akirivu Bnei, this here, the Scorio manuscript has to change, it's obvious. The Akirivu Bnei Yoriv as Asham Yiskapulev. So Samaras Hanchi Mishmash is Zohar Bekorv Shabbazah, Yisatzvul Yikivu Motzino Sum Yodam. So that's what tells us. In other words, Gemara thought, I wasn't given to Bnei Yadaya. That's the whole Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we take it out of Bnei Yadaya and give it to Bnei Yoriv. Okay? So that was difficult, but it could have been a lot worse. Anyway, because thank you for helping me figure it out. So the bottom line is that according to the Man Domer Hot Shtei Shabbosos, as long as you got one Nesina Shtei Shabbosos, it doesn't matter. If you got the whole thing wrong, we'll sort it out for you. We'll sort it out for you. And the question is how you sort it out and what kind of sorting out works. And that was the whole issue, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, according to Madamar Shabbos Achas, if you got the whole thing wrong, you botched it up completely, then the whole Nesina is bottled. We're not going to sort it out for you. You have to get at least something right. And if the Bnei Yadaya got the Korban and they missed their opportunity, then we give it to Bnei Yoyorib to do. I'm wondering if that last statement in the imperative is only according to Rabbanan. No, but I think it's true because they're Poshea here. Even he would agree. Because they're not Slonim, so we take it away from them. Okay, new parak. Hagoyzu Machlos Ba'al Es Bonav. Somebody who steals and gives his kids the food to eat. And leaves in front of them the stuff which he stole. Paterim l'shayim, they're exempt from paying. In the son in which there is real estate, right? Chayim l'shayim, they must pay. Ain't portim, one never makes change. Lo mitevas ha'moichsim, not from the box of the tax collectors. Nor from the pocket of the, what? Most of them are customs collectors. Lekish Rabban is tax collectors. They know them, and so we don't take them from Stoka either, because the money Mistoma they have is stolen. See, from here comes the Jewish attitude about taxes. But if you take the tax collector, Mistoma is an honest person in and of himself, so he gives it from his own pocket, or in the marketplace he gives you money, you can take that from him. Okay? Tani. Yisrael Shlava Beribis. A Jew borrowed money at interest. Actually, it here means he loaned that money at interest. Vasa Tshuva. He did Tshuva. Chayv Lach, he has to give back all the money he took. Meis Vinichli, they burned up, he died and left in front of his kids, all his ribis. All of our costs of Oymer concerning the bus says, Yochin, I think it says a bus actually Yochin Russia. Thinking about Tzadik. The Rosh prepares and the Tzadik wears, meaning that the kids get to have it. They don't have to give it back. He has to give it back. If he didn't give it back, the kids get to keep it. In the other man, Paratalis, however, if they left them a Paratalis, which is called in the Bible a Dover Mesuyim, something recognizable, Chavin Lahachzir, everybody, they have to give it back. So it's embarrassing not to the dead father. It's embarrassing to the dead father. I was covered off, they have to give it back. Okay, if he just started doing tshuva. If he didn't start doing tshuva, it's a rush, forget about keeping it off. But starting doing tshuva, didn't finish doing tshuva, so then they should give it to the process. Also, Tani Gazlaya, everybody tells different pshat. This Gilin Ephraim says pshat, the cube pshat, he says, we go teach the young ones, Gazlaya, like young birds, and Tani is teaching, so we teach them to do the right thing, to give it back because of kiburav. Vnei Moshe is a different pshat, he says, people are going to say, oh, look at that Noah, that Goslin, the Balva Beribis got from having this Parotalis, and looks bad, so that's why they give it back. Okay. If there's Dovash Yeshlach Rais, they have to give it back. Is the Dovash Yeshlach Rais? What's the Dovash Yeshlach Rais? It's a Machlokas. It should be Rabbi Yochanan, according to most of the people who changed their souls here. Or Mishneach Lefinim Karka. Even though he didn't steal land, there's no gzela by land, right? But if you left land, just like, you know, you pay off debts from land, so do they pay off gezelos from land, right? That's the avashishna machrayes l'chosin. Eshlagish amar no b'shiniach lifnei gufa gezelos. So about where the father left him a stolen item. That's the avashishna machrayes from Mishnah. And then after he turned the stolen item, Rav amar, Rav says yoresh kimeshubad. A yoresh, an heir, is like a person under lien. Kishem shein, where there's no document. Kishem shein malveh be'edim goyim mishubadim. Just like a malveh with witnesses, but no document. Does not collect from the chasim mishubadim. Kach ein goyim yorshim sorti, you can't collect from yorshim. You don't collect from heirs. Shmuel says, another point, it's not directly in contradiction. But it says at the ikne, if a person says, everything I buy, I'm going to give to you. Anything I'm ever going to buy, he makes a shibud upon himself. The ikne, I mean, it doesn't have to say everything, be a certain amount of time, whatever. It says things I'm going to buy, I'm going to give to you. So ain't an shibudim. If you buy something, then sells it to somebody else. So the person to whom he made this pledge cannot collect it. Only from stuff which the person who bought retained by him. Okay? Says Mora, now we have a kasha. From our Mishnah. Doesn't our Mishnah argue on Rav? Lacey pleading on Rav. Rav, our Mishnah says that the Yorshim have to give back the gzela which their father left, right? But Rav said Yorish is Kimishubad. Shem Shemalva Bain Gemishubad Kahini Garmishim. Or Yorish is like a person in the Shibud. There's no necessity to give it back, right? So if that's the case, how can the Mishnah ask to give it back? Right? So it says more. But Allah, he says B'shiniach lifneim. Now everybody changed the gears a year, although I'm not sure you have to do it. B'shiniach lifneim kufag zela. And Echonam, you don't have to give back, the Yorish doesn't have to give back property to on a debt. It's here, theft is a different matter altogether. Rav is talking about a debt. This is talking about gezela. Gezela, you have to give back. Says my Rav, feel the Shmuel, lazy pliga. Doesn't argue on Shmuel. Shmuel says, locate him on Shmuel, d'ikne eno govim shubadim. When you said, stuff which I'm going to buy, you don't have to pay from stuff which went to other people. And here too, look it. There's nothing here which is, this all in the chasim shubadim, meaning it all belongs now to the heirs. So why do they have to pay up? So pasalos, so they say, v'shiniach lifnei, he'll say, v'shiniach lifnei, and here too they change gears of karka. Here it's unique because he left, they switched the kurzos. Because he left karka, that karka is as if the guy is still alive. And that's why you gave his debts and all theft from real estate. Gaza talis v'nos l'lachir. What if you stole a talis and you gave it to somebody else? So and it seems there's no yeush here yet. So lezer v'chila mar matzim arishim lo misheni. First you go to the first guy, and you don't go to the second guy. You also collect from the second guy. You go to whoever has your talus. He also holds you take from the second guy. What's the case which proves that? It's a shvach proof. The Gemara is going to disprove it. But the schalfu kelev beis ha'uma. If a guy's kelim got messed up, you brought your kelim to the tailor, the cleaner, and they gave you the wrong suit. Okay. You took on the wrong suit. You stamish by it. You can use it. V'yetzi v'akis t'shalo. Go out and look for yourself. Anytime you can use it. B'beis ovo beis ha'mishta. If you switched, however, in the beis ovo and beis ha'mishta, right? You went to a party or you went to shul, and there you switched. I stamish by it. You can't use whatever raincoat you picked up. V'yetzi v'akis t'shalo. You have to go out and look for yours immediately. Right? It's a big nafkamina, right? What's the nafkamina based on? L'chaira, it's based on, so Gemara wants to say, that when you have Gaz Lo'anim, you can go after either one, the Rishon or the Sheni. So when you get it from the Beis HaUman, so the Uman's the one who stole your coat. All right, but you in the meantime can use the coat of the second guy who has your coat. So you go after either the Rishon or the Shady. You can even go after the Beis HaUman, after the Uman, or after the guy whose coat you're wearing. Right? So that means you don't have to daf go after the Gaz, and you can go after anybody in whom you need to get your coat. So it's a wild and wacky comparison. The Gemara says, it's not a comparison at all. Our Rabbi Chana, Lo'av Rabbi Chia Chavivi, Rabbi Chia my uncle, never said such a thing. Posla El Kigon HaDein Ba'akore, except with a unique type of Uman, one who gets things on consignment or pawn shop. Shekoa noito mir etzlo, anybody takes him noito bershus. V'chol meniach etzlo meniach bershus, meaning that there is permission to wheel and deal in the garments which go into the shop. So there, people know that things like this are going to happen. Dafka there, can you wear the clothing? V'yechlam, under any other circumstances, you can't wear the clothing you pick up in the shop. So therefore, Lamaisa, we have no proof from here that Rabbi Chiya holds, you can always go after, you can go after the Sheni. Maybe you always have to go after the Rishon, the guy with whom stole from you. And the Sheni is beyond your ken. Unless, of course, there's some reason to assume that the second one, you know, now I'm thinking must be that it's after Yeush. I'm thinking it must be after Yeush. Okay, Moshe says after Yeush back there. It has to be after Yeush. Because if it's not after Yeush, of course you go after the second guy. He's holding on to your object. Must be talking about Dafka after Yeush. And what's man, well, still, but it's your object. You can go after it. The other man, Damar, holds, no, once you gave up hope, you can only go after the first guy. And here, this is not a riot because this type of a unique case, which is a special type of shot. Right, you have to daven, I see, right? All right, so we'll stop here for this evening. You know, Rav Kolevsky was nifty.